I think that's going okay.
What do you call the place where the cows, sheep, and other livestock might graze right in close near the barn?
You're talking about the pasture?
Okay. Now, the pasture is... the pasture might be quite a distance from the barn. But I was thinking of something that might be fenced in close to the barn.
I wouldn't get that. Mm-hmm. Pasture's all I know.
Okay. Well, what do you call the open area right around the barn?
Oh, we call that the lot.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Whether you call it a barnyard or a lot, you see. Now...
Barnyard is what you wanted.
Well, either one. Is that different from a lot, or is it the same thing?
We call it a horse lot out there, and then the cow barn was separate, but...
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you make a distinction among different kinds of sizes of fields that you're planting things in?
Yeah, if we had patches, yeah.
Okay.
Now you're getting down.
Okay. Now, what is a patch, and how big would it be, and what might you grow in it?
Oh, a patch could be anything that grows.
I see. And
we
how?
We have a watermelon patch and a goober patch and then a sweet potato patch. You didn't have those in fields. Your fields was your staple crops.
Uh-huh. But how large could it be and still be a patch?
A patch could be as much as anywhere from up to 4 or 5 acres.
Okay.
No limit to the size of patches.
And do you have any other designations for fields? I mean, are they just patches and fields, or are there different, do you make distinctions among different sizes of fields?
We didn't.
Okay. Now, around a field, you might put up a what?
A fence.
Okay. Now, what kinds of fences are you familiar with?
Oh, well, they used to use a rail fence, was a zigzag fence, but that was, there was some of those old things on the farm when I went there, but I did all my fencing with wire.
Okay. How did you keep that wire up? What was the wire attached to?
To post.
Okay. How were they spaced? How far apart were they spaced?
Oh, I generally put mine about 12, 15 feet.
Put what?
My post was about 12, 15 feet apart. I generally walk about 5 steps, and that's not quite 15 feet.
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite step, 5 feet, and make a post hole.
Okay.
Make your fence straight. Always try to make them straight.
Uh-huh.
It leaves a strain on your post.
Uh-huh.
You can tighten your wire, brother.
All right. Any different kinds of fences in town? Fences that they used to see around houses. A fence, for instance, that might be out in front of a house, painted white.
Oh, that was a picket fence.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some square pickets.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a paling fence.
How do those differ?
The difference, well, a picket was an ornamental fence more. It was, and a paling was a flat thing about 4 inches wide,
uh-huh,
and it varies length. And then those, and it could go on in the towns where you had a blind fence. It would be solid board. Call that a blind fence.
I see.
Then you had these horizontal types.